Denis Shapovalov's frustration was evident Wednesday night. The 22-year-old from Richmond Hill, Ont, made an early exit from the second round of the National Bank Open, dropping a 6-1, 6-4 decision to American Francis Tiafoe. "Obviously it's not an ideal performance, so I'm definitely not too happy," Shapovalov told reporters after the loss. Shapovalov came into the tournament as the number 5 seed with a bye through the first round. Tiafoe, meanwhile, was awarded a spot in the main draw as a lucky loser, after falling to Finland's Emil Ruusuvuori in qualifying. He then downed Yoshihito Nishioka of Japan in straight sets to advance to the second round. "The experience showed on Wednesday," said Shapovalov, the world number 10. "Tiafoe has a lot of matches under his belt under these conditions and he was the better player today. It was obvious," the Canadian said. "I just didn't feel comfortable ever in the match and you could see he was comfortable." Ellipsis. It's always tough to go up against guys like this. With wind swirling at center court, Shapovalov struggled with his serve and handed his opponent a 3-1 lead in the first set by double faulting on a breakpoint. He had 9 double faults across the 1-hour, 15-minute match and didn't get a single chance for a breakpoint. Tiafoe, 23, played an aggressive match, luring Shapovalov to the net several times, only to place the ball in behind him. A gritty battle ensued midway through the second set, with Shapovalov forced to work his way back from a triple break point to gain the advantage. Tiafoe wasn't about to relent, though, and forced a 5th, 6th and 7th break point before finally winning the game on an extended volley. Tiafoe will face France's Gael Monfils in the third round on Thursday after the tournament's number 11 seed beat John Millman of Australia 3-6, 6-3, 6-4. Shapovalov was the second Canadian man eliminated from the event, formerly known as the Rogers Cup, on Wednesday. Earlier in the day, Montreal's Felix Auger-Aliassime lost to Dusan Lajovic of Serbia in straight sets. "I thought I could have done better in many moments, a few key points," said Auger-Aliassime, who entered the tournament as the number 9 seed. "There was a couple of points I think I let go too easy on him and in the end, that wasn't good enough." Number 4 seed Andrei Rublev of Russia, 7th seeded Hubert Hurkacz of Poland, number 8 Diego Schwartzman of Argentina, 10th seed Roberto Bautista Gut of Spain and American John Isner also won their matches Wednesday to advance, as did Nicolas Basilashvili of Georgia, who upset 12th seeded Alex de Minaur of Australia. Canadians are faring much better on the women's side in Montreal, where wildcard entry Rebecca Marino posted a 1-6, 7-5, 6-4 win over Spain's Paula Badosa in the second round Wednesday. Marino previously upset number 16 seed Madison Keys in straight sets to advance. "It's nice to get those back-to-back wins. But I feel like I'm no longer a surprise, everyone kind of knows who I am," said the Vancouver native, who's currently ranked 220 in the world. Marino attained a career-high number 38 WTA ranking back in 2011, but stepped away from the sport for nearly 5 years to deal with depression. "But at least, the wins, demonstrate to me that I belong back at this level. I really believe that. And now I have the evidence." Marino struggled early Wednesday and Badosa jumped out to a 4-0 lead in the first set. But the Canadian settled in and battled back, taking the second set and breaking Badosa twice in the third before sealing the 2-hour, 14-minute match with an ace to advance to the third round. Marino saved 11 of 17 break points across the match and hit 9 aces, while Badosa had 10 double faults and saved 5 of 10 break points. "I'm really, really proud of that performance, for turning it around and obviously for reaching the third round here," she said. Marino will face Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus in the round of 16 on Thursday. Sabalenka, the tournament's number 1 seed, edged American wildcard Sloane Stephens 7-6, 4, 4-6, 6-4 Wednesday. While Marino's confident in how she's been playing, she knows Sabalenka presents her biggest challenge yet at the tournament. "I feel like I'm the underdog in all these matches," said the Canadian. "I feel like I can't sell myself short, so I'm just going to try to step up to the plate, do my best against her. That's a bit of a tall order, but you know, if I just come play my game, I feel like I can stand with all these girls." Marino didn't get much of a rest after beating Badosa Wednesday. Hours after her win, she was back on the court with Montreal's Leila Annie Fernandez to face American Ingrid Neal and Alexane Lekemia of France in women's doubles. Fernandez and Marino won 5-7, 6-3, 10-2 in an hour and 29 minutes, and will meet Sabalenka and Germany's Elise Mertens in the third round Thursday. Bianca Andreescu of Mississauga, Aunt, will also be back in action Thursday facing No. 13 seed Ons Jabeur of Tunisia in the round of 16. The 21-year-old Andreescu is looking to defend her title after winning the tournament in 2019. The event was not held in 2020 due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Number 4 Karolina Plíšková of the Czech Republic, number 11 Maria Sakkari of Greece and Coco Gauff, the 15th-seeded American, all won to advance on Wednesday, while Britain's Johanna Konta ousted 3rd-seeded Ukrainian Alina Svitolina. American Danielle Collins upset number 6 Simona Halep of Romania, and Jessica Pegula of the U.S. got by 10th-seeded Anastasia Pavlyuchenkova. This report by the Canadian press was first published August 11, 2021. Gemma Carson-Smith, The Canadian Press.